This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Century you're living in today, for a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
Government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things happening here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821r.com. That's 821r.com. And also newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. Remember to donate to New California State. All of our donations are, of course, readily acceptable and utilized for the process of forming New California. And we do appreciate every dollar that we get. We're running on a very, very minimal budget. This whole process has cost us, you know, it's really interesting. We've gone further and farther, I mean, by far, over the other challengers out there right now. And other ones are diminishing, actually. The challengers for a new statehood, I guess. If you want to run a race for a statehood, you got to do it the right way. You got to follow the playbook. You got to follow the directions. You know, when you want to build a house, there's like blueprints. You want to build a new state, there's like blueprints, and you got to follow it. You absolutely have to follow it. Anyway, so we're doing that here on New California, and it's kind of interesting. A lot of people are going, oh, my God, it is happening. It's really happening. We had our second constitutional convention this over the last weekend in Irvine, California, and I'll tell you, it was a barn burner, absolute barn burner, and I'm telling you, the videos and everything, we've got hours and hours and hours of videos we're going through, and it's been really quite a little run going on right now in New California, and we're going to keep it up. We're absolutely going to keep it up. We're going to just go crazy with it. Not really. I'm telling you, it's going crazy on its own. We're a perpetual motion machine now. And this is what you do when you create a new state. So we're following the formation by, of statehood by the book, and we're playing it out by the book. I'm sure, listen, as we get more into this, it's, things are going to change and develop, and there's going to be drama, no drama, major drama. I mean, all the things that are going to go along with forming a new state. Because, listen, it's, people are going, yeah, you know, this is not a pipe dream. This actually can happen. And there's scholars around the United States going, yeah, baby, let's see this happen. Let's make this happen. And it's going to be to the benefit of the country. Everybody in the United States will benefit by New California. A lot of people don't get that. And of course, California will even benefit by New California. Benefit big time. Benefit big time from New California. And that's the way we want to have it. Anyway, so visit that website. Donate, donate, donate. $5, $10. We appreciate those people who like to recur on their payments, $5 and $10 per month. We really appreciate that. That becomes the larger our base goes up in terms of people who want to donate to New California. It really plays out very, very well. So donate, donate, donate. Okay, now let's get back into all the other things that are going on here on New California. No, Agenda 21 Radio. We are going to be starting to broadcast New California radio programming all around California pretty soon. That's what we're trying to do. So you might want to help us out that way in terms of donations also. We have a lot of stuff going on here on New California. No. See, I'm just trying to confuse you. I'm playing with you. We talked about girly men in Arnold Schwarzenegger. He kind of just blew it, you know. He's apologizing now because he doesn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. He doesn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Okay, so what is really going on with all these Democrats that are going nuts? They're going absolutely nuts, I tell you. They're losing. We're winning. They're losing. And they're getting more desperate. We talked about this in the last hour, but, you know, some payback's coming. Over the last couple of days, there's been some pretty bad and harsh words, I think, that are really telling you where they want to push the envelope to. The Democrats. The violent ones, I call them. Because they want violence. That's really what they want. That's been their card. That's been what their desire has been for a long time. They're trying to push the country to violence. And, you know, deliberately so. And, you know, for most rational people, turning to violence is not what this country's all about. I mean, it really isn't. But this is what the left wants to do. This is the way the left rolls in other countries as well, I might add, when they turn to violence. You know, you saw the whole rise of Adolf Hitler. That's a leftist move, by the way. Nazism, communism. And it all follows the same playbook. And Saul Alinsky, of course, he came about. Saul Alinsky was not a communist. The Rules for Radicals. He was not a communist. He never claimed to be a communist. Even though he wrote Rules for Radicals for what? Communism and other radicals out there who wanted to destroy the system. Quote, the system in the United States. And then there was, you know, Francis Fox Piven and Richard Cloward, and they came up with the so-called Cloward and Piven strategy, in which if you want to destroy the United States, overwhelm the governmental system with demands on the governmental system. With demands, and of course bankrupt them, disrupt them, flood them with human beings, like what we're seeing right now with the flooding of illegal foreign nationals. It's overwhelming us. We're not stepping up. Of course, for the last 8 years, prior to Trump, everybody was told to stand down, basically, at the border. Hey, just come on in. We'll just fly you in. We'll bus you in. Right? Bus you into all these communities. And then we'll Cloward and Piven you there. What we'll do is we'll drive these illegal foreign nationals across the border. Get them off across the border. Load them up into buses. They love busing. They love to bus. They'll bus them in to communities. Let's say you're going to bus in 5,000 people into a community of 1,000. Now, that is classic Cloward and Piven. You get the drift there. These 5,000 come in to the community of 1,000. And quickly, what is it? They're overwhelmed. everything that they have, all systems are overwhelmed. There, governmental systems gone. How can you handle a massive influx of population growth, a huge demographic shift in population in a small community of 1,000 when you bring in 1,000 people who don't speak English, by the way, no sprechen Sie Englisch, none of that, right? So you have all these illegal foreign nationals. They can't speak a lick of English, and they can't. And what are they doing? They're instantly in charge of your city. It's an invasion. How do you handle that as a city? Well, you're overwhelmed. Where do you turn for help? You know, I mean, the whole nine yards. But this is what has happened under Obama. This is why Trump wants to build the wall and stop all this, which he started to do. The caravans were the first thing back in March, April. You get my drift about what's going on. The invasion has been on and on for a long time. And now, and of course, why? A lot of it's for voting. Bringing illegal foreign nationals in to vote. And of course, what's the impact on California? We talked about that in the last hour. AB 60, which provided motor voter for California, illegal foreign nationals. And guess what? Surprise, surprise. Found out in the last couple of days, the DMV has been corrupted. And more illegal foreign nationals are registered to vote. And shocked. I'm shocked to see this going on. It's not a shock at all. It's part of the plan. It always has been. We're just here to let you know what the plan is and how we're going to defeat it. Now, kind of interesting. What in the world is going on with California elections or elections anywhere? Shh.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715.
That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA. Okay, I was sneaking a sip. I was absolutely sneaking a sip.
Get it out there.
Anyway, visit our website, a21r.com. A21r.com. And also newcaliforniastate.com. Donate. Hit that donate button and hit it today. Hit it often. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, we really do appreciate your sponsorships and everything else dealing with New California. And we have some special announcements coming up. A lot of things happening with the infrastructure for New California. It's wonderful. We're moving right along. And we are just sort of happy campers with everything going on with New California. Okay, so let's talk about the violence thing going on. And the president has a statement or two about what is happening with Eric Holder's comment. Now, Eric Holder came out. I'm going to read it. I'm not going to play him. I can't. There's just some things about it. Now, Eric, of course, is out in California with everybody else. Janet Napolitano. Why would Janet Napolitano be out here in California? Gee, I wonder why. She's been out here for a long time. And one of her best employees got busted for desertion from the Air Force. And his name was Howard Hughes Jr. He's not the son of Howard Hughes, but apparently he's related to the family as we have, our research has taken us down that direction out of Washington State, actually, and Seattle area. Beautiful area, Seattle. God. I love the fishing. I love Seattle. It is awesome. Anyway, so up in that area, you have Howard Hughes Jr., who was in the Air Force at the time in 1983, and he deserted. And he deserted out there out by Sandia Labs in New Mexico. Now, if you know anything about Sandia Labs in New Mexico, Sandia Labs makes super secret UFO products. UFO products. Now, what does that mean? Don't say UFO out there. They don't like it. They don't like it when you say UFO. Oh, what? No, not out here. White sands. No. We don't have. Don't ever use those three letters again in that fashion. That's what I was told one time in a meeting in Sandia Labs. What would I be doing out there, right? You're sitting here, what's he doing out there? That's true. It's a true story. I'll have to tell you sometime what happened. It's pretty interesting. Anyway, I've been sworn to secrecy. Well, maybe I'll breach the secrecy. I'm teasing you a little bit. Anyway, so this guy, the deserter now. And by the way, in terms of a direct relationship with the Howard Hughes, he didn't have it. I want to make it very, very clear that he did not have, apparently, as best we can tell on our research, he did not have a direct relationship with Howard Hughes, the Howard Hughes of Hughes Aircraft and Spruce Goose and all that. Okay, so let's be very, very clear. But he does have a very, very direct relationship with Janet Napolitano. Remember, all of you constitutionalists out there that were going to be hunted down like dogs and Tea Party members that were terrorists, right? That one, yeah, remember she was Department of Homeland Security, and she quickly labeled everybody that was part of the Tea Party, you're domestic terrorists, and we're going to hunt you down like the dogs that you are, right? That girly woman. She's so girly. Anyway, so Janet, girlfriend, moves on. Just all of a sudden, she just moves on, and she takes over the reins of the UC system, University of California system. and gets yourself in a fair amount of trouble with the state auditors. I'm not sure what that whole thing was about. But Janet Napolitano, a couple years into her tenure, I think it was about a year and a half ago, got into a lot of trouble with the state auditors of California. Now, that's hard to do because the state of California is so corrupt through and through. Yes, she gets in trouble with. See, that this was the anomaly to us at Agenda 21 Radio, and to all of us really that were looking into this, and it became a curiosity, a curio, as we were looking at Janet Napolitano and her hold and what she was doing with the UC system. Now, to me, it's a logical thing what they did, being the totalitarians coming from Obama. They put her as a placeholder. A girlfriend that would, of course, handle all the things at the UC system that they needed. The biggest, most powerful entity in California, one of them, is the UC system. And I'm talking about state governmental entities now, is the UC system. So it's very, very powerful, very, very moneyed. And, of course, it's a direct conduit into destruction of California based upon the population. If you want to destroy the population of California and do the replacement population problem that we have here in California, now, what you're probably not familiar with, we call it in our world of New California, California cleansing, getting rid of the current population of United States citizens out of California and replacing them with illegal foreign nationals. And it's happening. They're doing it. And they've been doing it. And this first popped up, and this first popped up to me as a school administrator in the 90s because we started to see massive discrimination going on at the UC system. You know, kids graduate from high school and they get good grades and they have expectations that they're going to go off to the state school, you know, because after all, the citizens of the states have paid for the state schools, right? The colleges, universities, junior colleges. In California in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, it had a great system of use from really kindergarten all the way up to graduate level from the UC system on down. And that all started to shift and change in the late 80s and 90s, and things started to really go whack-a-noodle. And what we started finding out, because I was doing this stuff as a job, we were getting a lot of complaints from our counselors and parents that their kids were not getting into the UC system. And so we started running the numbers, and pretty soon we started realizing, well, you know, the white boys right out of high school are not getting into the schools. White girls are, but not white boys. And so it was realized that there's real discrimination going on. So I think it was Prop 206 comes up by Ward Conley, who had been a regent at the UC system, who recognized that the UC system was doing just what I was talking about. So I had Ward Conley on the radio show. This must have been in 2004, 2005, because the phenomena, even after that proposition was passed, and it prevented the UC system from doing what it was doing. They didn't do it. They didn't stop. They just kept on doing it. So our concern at the time was, and I was in education, why are they doing this? And then I realized they had moved on to discriminating against white girls. So by 2003-04, white girls are being discriminated. So white boys and white girls are being discriminated. And then it started to be black kids, boys and girls, and then Hispanics. And so it was like, wait a minute, we're getting all of them now being discriminated. It didn't matter what your color was, but there was one commonality that they all had. They were United States citizens. And that, you know, we started picking up on that stuff in 2008, 2009. And then, of course, Janet Napolitano comes in. And, of course, what were they doing? They were replacing kids that were United States citizens with illegal foreign nationals. They were all the overseas kids, you know, coming in on visas and, you know, that sort of thing. They were getting top seat. They were getting the seats that were really supposed to be for the California kids. And out-of-state tuition, of course, it's more money. The school and the university gets more money for that. So the incentive was there, but it's also doing something else. Blatantly discriminating against American citizens in California. Ward Conley, a black man, by the way. Don't call him an African American. Well, he'll jump all over you. a black man tried to stop all that in 2006. It didn't work. It's gotten worse. Now we have California cleansing. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And we're talking about... we're talking about the displacement of American citizens of California by way of Janet Napolitano and the UC system. I believe Janet Napolitano was brought in to ensure that that system stayed in place. Getting rid of American citizens out of the university system and bringing in illegal foreign nationals, especially by the visa process, that seems to be what has happened, actually. But she got herself in a little bit of trouble financially, and I don't know how this happens. And this is sort of the palace intrigue with the UC system and Janet Napolitano. Some women didn't like the way she was doing business. I'll just leave it at that. And that's where this audit thing came up and started dogging her, still dogging her. And these women seem to have some sort of thing against her. So these women go after her with the audit. And it's very embarrassing, but she seems to be surviving it because why, it's all corrupt anyway. I mean, you know, so there was something there was a rub going on. I'm not too sure how that rub was working out. But anyway, just to kind of give you a little bit of an idea of what was going on there. So the UC system starts to do this stuff. And naturally, once the UC system is loaded up with illegal foreign nationals, it's very easy to start pointing the finger at the American citizens of all colors, all shapes and sizes, right? And that's basically what we're seeing at the UC system. We're seeing that. And, of course, that goes along with the curriculum changes and the social justice warrioring that's been going on for years there. You can see how it's kind of turned into upheaval and a ripe place for hatred and anger. And now what we've got is we've got, as a manifestation over years and all this stuff, we've got Antifa and BAM and all these other groups that are running around like terrorists, literally. And they are trained up. It's kind of interesting. They run around with their black little communist Nazi hats. It's clever. Little, you know, cap with a little tiny bill on it. Yeah, that's a real thing. And then you get communist cells like you're finding down there in Chapman University, which is directly linked, by the way, to the UC Berkeley campus, by the way. There's real strong linkages between the Pablo Ferrari place that they have down there, which is a testament to a absolute communist from Brazil. And, of course, now you've got Peter McLaren at Chapman University, an absolute communist from Argentina, purportedly related to the Pope as well. Because remember, the Pope is, Pope Francis is a communist. It's well known. I'm not just making the accusation. Everybody knows that he's a communist from Argentina. Follows along the Maoist traditions. We know that. These are just facts. And this is in the system that we have here in the United States of America. But they're working together. This is all coordinated. We know this. And the hate and the anger is next. This, after all these years, now they've got the replacement thing going on, California cleansing in California and in other parts of the nation. They've got the overburden of all these illegal foreign nationals using Cloward and Piven, coming into communities, disrupting communities. All this other stuff is happening at the same time. Now we get people mouthing off, like Eric Holder, a provocateur. Eric Holder is nothing more than a provocateur. And he's out here sort of on the stump making comments about, well, if you go high, we go low. Well, that is, of course, Michelle Obama. But he changed it up. He says, hey, if we go high and you go low, we're going to kick you. Kick them. When they're low, kick them. Yeah. Public official. I mean, see, we don't do this on the radio. God, we can't tell you to go out and blow things up. Do this, do that. We can't do that. And we'll get slammed. The station owners will call me and go, hey, what's up with that? You know, you cannot incite people to do certain things. You just can't do it. It's verboten. Yet, here's a sitting or former attorney general who does, and Donald Trump reacted to it yesterday. Fox and Friends, we didn't get to this yesterday, but we're going to get to it now today.
Party is about, he said, Mr. President, and after he said, we'll kick him, the whole room started clapping and cheering. What does that say to you about the tenor of politics right now?
He better be careful what he's wishing for, that I can tell you. He's better be careful what he's wishing
for. What do you
mean? That's a disgusting statement for him to make. For him to make a statement like that is a very dangerous statement. You know, they talk about us. We are exactly opposite. You know, the rallies where they send people. I heard somebody yesterday on your show actually talking about my rallies, and my rallies are really calm and well-run and packed with people. We don't have problems at our rallies, but they used to send in. They don't do it anymore. They haven't. They probably, maybe they'll try starting again. But they used to send in protesters.
The Democrats would send them?
And they'd the Democrats and Soros, and they came from all over. And we'd have protesters. And I would say this, that it wasn't so successful for those protesters, but they have to be careful with the rhetoric because it's very dangerous what Holder says. I mean, Holder was held in contempt by Congress. Holder went after Christians. He went after our great evangelicals. He went after the Tea Party people. You know that. They just settled. The IRS just settled that case. Holder is... he's got some problems, and I don't see him running. And if he did run, I think he gets gobbled up before he ever gets to the election itself. Yeah. I think the primaries would gobble him up.
It's interesting that he was head of the Justice Department. You said you were going to run in 2020. Some possible Democrat opponents could be Senator Bernie Sanders, Senator Cory Booker, former Vice President Joe Biden, Senator Elizabeth Warren, former Secretary of State John Kerry, Senator Kamala Harris. Which one of these would you be most worried about?
Well, so far, I like every one of them. I just hope they stay healthy, and I hope they fight it out. And any one of them I'd like. I mean, I just hope that we don't get any star or good thinker coming out of nowhere, because I see everyone that's talking about it. You look at Booker. You look at Biden. I mean, how about Elizabeth Warren? She faked her heritage for years and used that. She can't prove anything. She said her mother told her she had high cheekbones, therefore she's got Indian blood. You know what? I have more Indian blood in me than she does, and I have none.
Okay, well, you know, that's disgusting, I know. Is violence around the corner for everybody? I hope not. We're trying to work really, really hard at New California to prevent that. But the bottom line is that... you have people that are out there starting to promote it. And when you see or you have a former federal official at his stature really saying, hey, you know, when you say kick somebody in the head. See, to me, you know, having to deal with student fights and so on like that and gangs and stuff. You get into the gang thing and, you know, things happen really quick, you know, gunshots and knives and kicking. And when you kick someone in the head, it's a felony. Your foot is a weapon. And in a fight or in a jumping or lynching or whatever, it's a felony to use your foot as a weapon and kick someone when they're down. So here he is advocating a felony. When they're down, kick them. And he comes out. Now, in all fairness to Eric, our boy Eric, this is what he says. He's certain, our girly boy, girly man. Okay, I'm going to call him a girly man. Okay, stop the fake outrage. This is what he said. I'm obviously not advocating violence. In fact, when I was AG, violent crime in the U.S. was historically low. It's not true, by the way, how he was lying when he reported it. I'm saying Republicans are undermining our democracy, and Democrats need to be tough, proud, and stand up for values we believe in. The end. How can you trust him?
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Remember to donate, donate, donate. Okay. A little bit of good news. Andrew Brunson, American pastor detained in Turkey, is freed, sentenced to time served.
As you say, that the ordeal for Pastor Brunson is now over. After 2 years under arrest here, a year and a half in jail and half a year under house arrest, we have just learned moments ago out of court that he, although being convicted of terror charges, has had the travel ban lifted, the house arrest lifted, and the control order lifted. And he was sentenced just to time served, which means the path is clear for him to return to the U.S. The trial today went very quickly. They had a few witnesses. Then Brunson was asked to say a few words. He said only, "I am innocent. Please let me go." And then a few hours later, the judge made this ruling. This was never going to be decided in the courthouse behind me, though. This was a much more political trial, and we've heard him called a pawn of the Turkish government. He was sentenced or facing 35 years for terror and espionage charges connected to the 2015 failed coup that took place here. And anyone who knew Pastor Brunson, we've spoken to some, said that that was ridiculous. He was a pillar of the Christian community. He was a gentleman, very much respected. And all this time, 2 years, he's been used as a pawn. Now he's released. And we were getting evidence yesterday that it came down to an agreement made yesterday. Turkey has been suffering financially, and this may now be Pastor Brunson coming out behind us. I'll just let you see him. This may be them leaving the courthouse. We've seen them arrive for some time now, the military convoy. This is the way he came in. We'll see if we can get a glimpse of him through the window here. We don't know if that perhaps was Pastor Brunson on his way to freedom. But as I said, this has been incredibly political, and President Trump has made it a campaign promise of his to get unlawfully held Americans freed. Well, here today, it appears that we have one more coming home. And so great news out of Turkey. To be honest, it could have gone either way as of yesterday. He had a court case 4 months ago when there was a jet waiting to take him home, and the two countries could not agree. So today, it appears that has gone through. We don't yet know the specifics of that deal. We do know that Turkey wanted relief from some tariffs and sanctions. So we'll wait to find out about that. But certainly, today, a great day. Although sentenced to terror charges, he's only having to do time served. The house arrest lifted. The travel ban lifted. The control order lifted, paving the way for a return to the U.S. Back to you.
What do we know about his health? He was in a Turkish prison, but he was released supposedly for health reasons and released into house arrest. Do we know how he's doing?
Well, he's not in ill health. We spoke to his lawyer yesterday, who said he was hopeful he would be released today. He had been angry at some of the charges, some of the witnesses that kept appearing from nowhere to accuse him, but certainly no indication that he is in bad health. And as you say, he had been with his wife under house arrest. She was free to come and go, but has stood by his side this entire time. She herself had been held under arrest for a few months at the beginning. But no, we believe he is in good health. There have been a number of supporters of his who were allowed into the court today. So certainly for all involved, a good day. John?
Benjamin Hall reporting from Turkey, where Pastor Andrew Brunson, it appears.
Okay, so he's out. Another win-win-win. Just, you know, are we tired of winning yet? I don't think so. Don't think so. I think that we're never tired of winning, if you know what I mean. I mean, I know what I mean. I know what I mean. Boy, I'll tell you, the pictures that we're seeing of the devastation that was going on in Florida, the panhandle, brutal. Just like an atomic, you know, see the pictures of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, it looks like that. Donald Trump lists his accomplishments, 289 accomplishments in 20 months. Yeah, take a little dose of this on the left. This is what they hate. From the Washington Examiner, this is just an amazing 289 accomplishments. Relentless promise keeping, he says. Relentless promise keeping. It says, the Trump administration often overlooked list of achievements has surpassed those of former President Reagan at this time and more than doubled since the last tally of accomplishments after his first year in office, giving President Trump a solid platform to run for re-election. As Trump nears the two-year mark of his historic election and conducts political rallies around the country during which he talks up his wins in hopes it will energize Republican voters, the administration has counted up 289 accomplishments in 18 categories. They include 173 major wins, like adding more than 4 million jobs and another 116 smaller victories, some with outsized importance. Such as the 83% one-year increase in arrests of MS-13 gang members. Geez, 83% one-year increase. That's going to keep on going up. By the way, there's a lot of those folks around. Trump's successes in reducing the cost of taxes and regulations, rebuilding our military, avoiding wars of choice, and changing the courts rival those of all previous Republican presidents, said Grover Norquist. Yeah, there's a real authority for you, Grover Norquist. I was at 2010 election working out for you, Grover. I just thought I'd ask the question. I can be catty too, you know. We can all be catty about what we're talking about there, Grover. Am I sounding sarcastic? Because I am. Just, you know. Pope accepts D.C. Archbishop's Wurl's resignation and retains Vatican power. Vatican City, Pope Francis accepted the resignation of Washington Cardinal Donald Wurl on Friday while asking the Cardinal to continue leading the Archdiocese of Washington on an interim basis until a permanent successor is appointed. In a letter, Wurl obtains as well. Your renunciation is something. This has to do with hiding the pedophiles. I hate it when this happens. We'll be back.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. You know, I'm getting slammed. Getting slammed with all kinds of calls and strange things going on. There must be just a lot of stuff happening out there in the world. And, you know, you sort of pop your head up out of the studio and go, wow, what's going on? The cat just walked by again. Tucks the cat. Just walked by the front window of the studio. He walks along the ledge, and he kind of looks at me, kind of staring through the window. You know how cats are. They're just sort of mysterious. Anyway, I bet you didn't know I had a cat. His name is Tux, the cat, because why? He's a tuxedo cat. We are really simpletons around here, you know. You look like a tuxedo. You're wearing a tuxedo. We call you Tux, the cat. Anyway, a lot of things going on. We're going to have Tana Gertz with us in the next hour. We're getting everything all revved up for that. Of course, she's with Donald Trump and has been with the campaign, but she's not really with officially the campaign right now for 2020. But, you know, there's some issues there that, well, not issues, just this. There's no campaigning going on. Well, I guess you could say there's no campaign. All these big rallies where thousands of people line up. Hello. all those things are happening. Anyway, so stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Go to our website, 821R.com, 821R.com, and, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com, NewCaliforniaState.com, and donate, 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 donate. Yeah, we need your donations. Click that donate button and help us out a little bit, because we are going to become the 51st state, the next state of the union. And it's going to be an absolute economic explosion for the United States of America. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.